It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm happy that you're here. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you are well. I've been hanging out for an hour already. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. You could be everywhere, but I'm glad you're here. Listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a full show already. We talked about Derrick Rose retiring. We talked about the final game. It felt like a funeral. I watched it here in the studio. It was a funeral in Oakland as the Oakland A's have played their final game. The Chicago White Sox, they avoid history. Still tied with the New York Mets with 120 losses. Tied for a major league record. They got three games. If they lose any of the three games left against Detroit, the White Sox are going to be the worst team in modern Major League Baseball history. That sounds crazy to say. But anyway, speaking of the worst, tonight, Thursday night football, we got the Cowboys and the Giants. And nobody expects anything from the Giants. So, I mean, come on. Not to say they can't win the game, but I'm talking about for the whole season, right? If the Giants lose, it's just like, oh, just another game. Giants suck. Daniel Jones on borrowed time. If the Dallas Cowboys lose, oh my goodness, Dallas Cowboys would fall to 1-3. Jerry Jones, how many interviews could he do to talk about it? He'd be blaming himself and firing Mike McCarthy. Oh man, it could be disastrous if the Cowboys lose tonight. We'll talk about that in a second. We're getting ready for this big game between Alabama and Georgia. Got some SEC play. Finally, these two teams are going to take on each other and not some powder puffs that they can beat up. Even though Georgia, I mean, they took on Kentucky. I don't know what the hell they were doing. Were they falling asleep at the wheel? I know all them Georgia players like to speed on the highway and stuff, but by the time they played that game, it's like everybody was just fast asleep. And so we'll be joined by Kennington Smith. He's going to join us next hour from The Athletic to talk about Georgia and Alabama. And, of course, there's so much more that I want to get into. Texas is still trying to figure out their quarterback situation. Is Quinn Ewers going to be ready to go? Deshaun Watson, we talked about him yesterday. He doesn't want to run. Mike McDaniel doesn't know what he's doing for Monday Night Football. We got a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. So we've talked about the A's, talked about the White Sox. Unfortunately, and I guess this is good. Derrick Rose had a good career, all things considered. It's time to talk about the two teams that I mentioned playing in Thursday Night Football. About an hour from now, they're going to kick off in New Jersey on Amazon Prime. Hickey, the weather in New York is good, right? There's no rain, no clouds. It's okay?
It was raining earlier today for game time. Should be good. Actually, a little humid today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
70s and humidity. How about that?
Maybe you're getting some of this warm air and weather kicked up your way.
Look, I'll take the warm air for sure. Keep the rain down by you, but I'll take the warm air.
It has been raining basically since I stepped on air last night. It's been raining.
Oh yeah, are you right now in the middle of it?
I don't think I'm in the middle of it. I think it's going to get worse between like now and probably 10 a.m. I don't think the rain is supposed to stop until maybe, I don't know, late morning tomorrow, lunchtime. That'll be the end of it, I guess.
So, now, the big question from yesterday.
Yes, the Mets?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you have your umbrella?
Oh, yeah.
Back from the valet? It sounds like you're going to need it big time after the show tonight.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I do.
Wow.
I have my umbrella. My guy, Eddie, had my umbrella for me. He did. For a minute there, I went downstairs, and you know, that's the first thing I was looking for. The other valets, you know, the ones who didn't know who the hell I am, they're like, what is this guy looking for? And I saw an umbrella there, Hickey, and I said, come on now. Not mine, but I saw another umbrella. And I said, this is a replacement umbrella. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, the man really lost my umbrella, and he's holding here a replacement. And so then I, not a valet, went to look under the valet's desk, and you know what was there?
Your umbrella?
My umbrella, that's right.
Wow.
And I saw my guy, Eddie, and I gave him a big hug, and I said, thank you. He's like, of course, man, of course. So, like, I don't know. Like, now I'm, in my brain, I'm going, I'm not obligated to buy him a drink in the future. Like, he has to buy me a drink.
Right, you did him the favor. You lent him your umbrella. His goal was just not to lose it.
Yeah. And if he lost it, he would have got me, I would have had him give me a drink or umbrella, one of the two. I just gave him a thanks. Thank you, Eddie. I got my umbrella, Hickey. I'm very happy.
Faith in humanity has been restored.
It is. The umbrella for the first time ever. You left an umbrella somewhere, didn't get lost or stolen. It's a first. It's like a, I don't know, what, just umbrellas. Who buys umbrellas when you just steal them from somebody that left it behind, right?
I never in my life could remember buying an umbrella. Just there.
You just, so you're the guy who just picks up the umbrella that somebody else left behind.
No, I'm no thief. Come on. They just, you, I don't know, they just appear.
You know how many umbrellas I've left in offices, bags, corners, restaurants, that I get home and I'm just like, oh, crap. And I'm done. What are you going to do? Nothing.
It's Can't gone. Call it in. That's gone.
It's gone.
Hey, the black umbrella. Did anyone see that? Nope. Yeah, didn't see it. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. What gets stole the most in America? Is it umbrellas or wallets? People don't even have wallets anymore. Really? New generation don't have. You have a wallet?
I do.
Oh, look. Wow.
Do you? You don't?
I haven't had a wallet in about, I don't know. I quit wallets in about 10 years ago, yeah.
Whoa, ahead of the trend. So how do you carry an ID? I'm assuming so.
I have an ID. Yeah, I have everything on me. Yeah, of course.
And what, like, is one of those, like, sleek pouches, like, that's, like, the size of, like a business card?
I sound like a vagrant. This may not be appropriate to say. I carry everything loose.
Oh.
Just loose. It's in my pocket.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, just in my pocket. Everything I need is in my pocket, is or maybe in my phone. Now I'm going to be a target for thieves.
Yikes.
Yeah, well, things could be worse. Anyway, speaking of thieves, let's talk about some of these people stealing money. Not a top six list from yesterday. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. 1-2 record. And the New York Football Giants. 1-2 record. At least we got a little bit of a rivalry game on Thursday Night Football. None of this crap that they just try to sell us every Thursday. These garbage games. Jets and Patriots. A rivalry game? Not quite. Not now. And we know the Dallas Cowboys are scuffling right now. They just lost to the Ravens. CeeDee Lamb threw a fit. They just lost to the Saints. They got blown out. The running game sucks. They can't sack anybody. They can't sack anybody because teams are just running against them. You can't sack a guy if he's not throwing the ball. The Dallas Cowboys are a mess. Mike McCarthy knows they're a mess because Mike McCarthy watched the New York Giants also sack Deshaun Watson 8 times. Do I think Dak is getting sacked 8 times tonight? I think not. But Mike McCarthy says we got to watch out for that defense.
They're a little bit unpredictable as far as what they're doing on the edges. And Lawrence is just a dominant player inside. So I was really, really impressed, particularly the Cleveland game. You know, they really turned up the pressure in that game. And obviously the sack numbers and the hits speak for themselves.
Yeah, they made Deshaun Watson go, I'm not running anywhere. I'm not running past the line of scrimmage. I don't want to run behind the line of scrimmage. I don't want to run left. I don't want to run right. It's funny to hear from Mike McCarthy. Typically, when anybody talks from the Dallas Cowboys, it's Jerry Jones. I guess they have to ask him permission whether or not they can talk. If CeeDee Lamb is getting the big bucks, he can talk. Even though he was just complaining about his performance and his behavior and his body language in that defeat against the Ravens. CeeDee Lamb says, forget a coach. It's about us, the players, actually going out there and getting the job done.
We got to take it upon ourselves. The coaches are going to, they've done their job of preparing us for the situation, and it's on us to execute. Obviously, the thing they can do is game plan for us, put us in position, line us up, tell us where to go, what gaps to fill, what routes to run, to be physical, all these other things. But at the end of the day, when we get between those lines, it's on us.
Okay. We'll see what he can do. Let's see who has the better wide receiver game. Let's see who has the better game between CeeDee Lamb and Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is already lighting it up. And, of course, he was going to be the number one option for Daniel Jones. Here you got Devin Singletary. By the way, he is no Saquon Barkley. He's trying to figure out how to not fumble the football away. Malik Nabers already through three games. Already has 271 yards receiving to go along with three touchdowns. He's the first man in NFL history with 20-plus receptions and three touchdowns in his first three games. He was snagging two touchdowns right out of the gate last week for the New York Giants as they beat up on those Browns. And so Daniel Jones, even Malik Nabers and the other guys, he's just like, oh, come on, we got enough on offense. This is Daniel Jones speaking.
I think I'll continue to, you know, see what the defense is doing and read out the play and throw the ball where it's supposed to go. So if that's Malik, I'll continue to do that. If it's other people, then I'll do that too. So I have confidence in all our guys. And Malik's played well, but we got a lot of good receivers.
Malik is the number one option. Come on now. You got a guy on the team, Jalen Hyatt out of Tennessee. He's still trying to figure out how when they're going to throw him the football. Stop it. Everybody knows where you want to throw the ball. Option number one, two, three, and four is Malik Nabers. Brian Daboll is no idiot. He knows this is what he needs to do in order to win the football game. And Brian Daboll is week to week. There's no guarantees that he's going to be back next season if these New York Giants really stink the joint up. Nobody expects anything out of Daniel Jones. Anything that he does this season is going to be a plus. But Brian Daboll, he's talking about the fans. Brian Daboll says, yeah, we want to beat the Cowboys. But in the giant swamp air conditioner in New Jersey named MetLife, Brian Daboll says we got to win it for our people.
The last two games on the road, too, have been outstanding support on the road. At Washington, it was outstanding. At Cleveland, there was a lot of people. So, again, our job is to go out there and play and perform well and, you know, love our fans and hopefully give them something to cheer about.
I got this. Hickey, this is going to be a close game. I'm going to give it to the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're the better team.
They are definitely the better team. They're the more desperate team as well, coming off that ass beating they took against the Ravens. I think they win by double digits.
Double digits? Oh, I think it'll be close. Here's the problem with the Dallas Cowboys. They cannot run the football right now. And they can't stop the run right now. And I understand who's running on the New York Giants. Like, there ain't no Saquon back there. It's not Lamar Jackson. You don't got no Derrick Henry. They don't have that problem. Alvin Kamara isn't going to run wild, you know, against the Dallas Cowboys. The Giants don't have that type of it. And we've certainly seen over the summer, even up until now, the little back and forth between Trayvon Diggs and then also Malik Nabers. And so we know that they're gonna be a little chippy. I'm not going to say the game is going to come down to those two guys, but the Giants are not going to run the football against the Dallas Cowboys like the past two teams that they went up against. And the Giants, is today the day that Daniel Jones becomes the bad version of Daniel Jones? It might be. How about this? This is rather interesting. DeMarcus Lawrence, 8 of his career sacks, he has 60 sacks, 8 of them have come against Daniel Jones. And so basically DeMarcus Lawrence knows Daniel Jones' blood type and will be chasing him down tonight. A matter of fact, if we go a little bit further, not just looking at the defense, but at these two teams overall, Dak Prescott has won his past 12 starts against the New York Giants. I'm happy the Giant fans at least have some type of optimism, you know, coming off of a victory, I guess. But tonight in New Jersey, the Giants are going to probably have a loss. As crazy as it would be for the Dallas Cowboys to fall 1-3, as much as people would continue to say, oh, the sky isn't falling, but it is just, it's fallen already. I think the Cowboys will get the job done. It seems more appropriate for the Dallas Cowboys to be 2-2 and the New York Giants to be 1-3. Because the Cowboys, they'll kind of linger around and maybe make the playoffs with all of their warts. And the New York Giants, they're a wart, and so is their quarterback. They just got to deal with him the rest of the season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. Dak Prescott currently warming up. Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants get at it in about an hour from now. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, we talked about Matt Sluka from UNLV quitting yesterday. You know, speaking of people's seasons being over, this guy just quit on the Running Rebels. He just called it a wrap. We had another player who decided to quit as well, and his had nothing to do with money. I'm going to tell you the USC player who rightfully or wrongly is just quitting on the year in September. I will explain. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yeah, you can talk about whatever game you want to. That's what I'm here for. Waiting for that Monday Night Football game to kick off in about an hour's time in New Jersey between the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. At least they will be playing football. Unlike Matthew Sluka from UNLV, formerly of UNLV. Yeah, that's the quarterback who quit on the team yesterday, 2 days ago, because he said the team was not paying him his $100,000. So he just stopped. I've never heard that before in football, not in college football. We know about players holding out. I mean, come on now. Hassan Reddick has a contract with the New York Jets. Hassan Reddick is looking for a new deal. Hassan Reddick is still not at work. This is the pros. They got a union. They have a contract, and he is being fined for not showing up to work. Let's see how long that lasts. But with all the new NIL rules and eligibility requirements and transfer portal, college athletes have more power than ever. So Matthew Sluka can say, I'm gone. The starting quarterback just leaves. Up and walks out like he's Antonio Brown, right? Remember Antonio Brown just ripped off his shirt and left. Hickey, if Sluka wanted to make a better statement, he should have just left in the middle of the game against Fresno State.
That would have been cool. I mean, he probably wouldn't have gotten signed by any other team after that. But you talk about leaving a lasting legacy. That would have been pretty cool.
He's like, I'm gone. Like at halftime. Like, no, with a lead. In the middle of a play, he just takes his helmet off, leaves it on the dirt, and just walks out. Remember, was it Vontae Davis, God rest his soul? He left the team at halftime, right?
He retired at halftime.
Yep. Said, I'm not doing this anymore. Well, we saw what Antonio Brown did. He got kicked out of the game, and he decided to leave. Off the field. Bear Alexander is the latest college athlete to do this. A defensive lineman originally played here for the Georgia Bulldogs. Recently moved over to USC. Just played in the game against Michigan. Played almost half their snaps. 21 snaps, okay? He played. His dad shared that he's leaving. That he's done, but then he's still going to practice with the team. And the reason why is his dad says his goal is to be a full-time starter and leader on defense. And if they're not going to do that, then he'll find that elsewhere. They know what the plan is. And I'm like, ouch, that doesn't sound like a good plan to me. That sounds like you're a quitter. And so Bear Alexander is going to pick up two more seasons of eligibility to play. Because he hasn't played four games yet. Now, this sounds like if I don't get what I want, I'm going to quit. And his dad said that this was a family decision. And I'm not in their family. I'm not at their dinner or dining room table. I'm not sitting down with them at dinner. I don't know the family. I don't know them. But just from the outside looking in without knowing the particulars and knowing the details, and it ain't none of my business. But this just sounds like I'm quitting. They basically admitted my son isn't getting enough playing time, so we're just going to stop playing. What message, and Hickey just mentioned this with Sluka, what message does it say to just quit in the middle of the game? And yeah, it's not the middle of the game, but his dad also said he's going to stay with USC and just practice. Well, why would Lincoln Riley even want the guy on the squad if he's not going to play, if he's upset with playing time? This is just pathetic. This is the epitome of I'm taking my ball and going home. Lincoln Riley, before this story even came out, he was talking about Bear Alexander. And he heard the rumors and everything. Lincoln Riley told everybody, Bear Alexander is fine. Listen to this from yesterday.
He played over a third of the game. You know, so I mean, people want to act like the guy's not playing steps. He's doing a good job for us out here. He's getting better. There's no story there. I mean, I know you guys are looking for one. Like, there's no story there. The guy's out here working hard. He's improving. He's in a new system with a new coach. He's getting better. I think he's going to continue to get better. It should be hard to play D-line at USC. Like, it ought to be kind of hard. Like, if it's not, it wasn't hard last year, you know, and that's why we weren't very good up there. You know what? We're pretty decent up there, and it's hard, and the margins are thin. So sometimes it's not what somebody's not doing. It's competitive, and there's tough decisions to make every week.
I know somebody hitting that jackhammer in the back. Sheesh. Hickey, what the heck could they be jackhammering?
That's I'd have no idea.
My goodness. I know lots of construction in Los Angeles, but damn.
Could this get a quiet for 10 minutes for coach to speak, please?
What are they building out there at USC? I don't know. They're building Reggie Bush's statue? What are they doing?
I don't know. Oh, long overdue. Good call.
Well, who's he suing? Is he suing them? No, he's not, right?
No.
NCAA?
He's back in, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the enemy.
Everybody needs their back pay, even Reggie Bush. Wow. It's kind of crazy that Lincoln Riley basically said, we have competition now. He played over a third of the snaps. Like, get over it, man. Come on. And then the news came out from his dad that, no, we need to play the whole game. And then Lincoln Riley was asked earlier today, this morning, you got an update on what you told us yesterday? You said there was nothing going on. Obviously, there is. Listen to this.
Good morning, everybody. I know you all saw the surprising news from yesterday. Not going to maybe be taking any of those internal matters and discussing. Not going to take any questions on the subject. We're fired up for the guys that we have that are playing.
Oh, my goodness. We got a problem here, man. And this is just awful, because my thought process is, aren't you more attractive if you play? Aren't you more attractive if you actually show what you can do? My thought process is, why do I want to bring a quitter into my program? Somebody who, if they face somebody who's better than them, they take the approach of, I'm just going to take my ball and go home. Like, he played at Georgia. Why'd you leave here? You went to USC. Well, why did you go there? You heard it. Lincoln Riley said we needed help on the defensive line. And now, obviously, you have too much competition. Now you want to quit? That's not endearing. You want to have somebody who's been through the fire, somebody who's going to respond, someone who's going to, I don't know. Let's say, I got to watch my words, I have some gumption. Someone who's not just going to go, oh, they didn't give me my minutes, so I'm going to go home. Come on now. You ever played ball with that kid before? Kid shows up to the park. It's his ball. There's other people playing with his ball out there. He's playing too, but he sucks, so he doesn't play as much. And he can do whatever he wants with his ball. He don't got nothing to do at home, but he now wants to take his ball and go home because he sucks. Hey, you ever seen a kid like that before?
Yes, thankfully it was not me. I was bad, but never that bad where I got to take the ball and go home because I'm not playing.
Oh, come on. Like, right? I'm not an advocate for violence, but that's one of the first things you learn as, like, a kid. Like, regardless of who or what you do, a lot of times, there's going to be somebody better than you. That's it. And just because they are doesn't mean that you should just quit. Like, I can't believe they're doing this. And it's not about money. Matt Sluka decided to leave because his agent said, they didn't pay me my money. Bear Alexander is saying, I'm leaving. I'm quitting. But I'm going to still practice. Okay. Because I'm not getting enough playing time? Nick Saban was getting a lot of money. Nick Saban had a lot of money coming his way. Reading and looking at some of these stories now that are coming out, I can understand why Nick Saban said, all right, I'm done. I'm not doing this crap. Nick Saban, oh, man, come on. Nobody would say this to Nick. And eventually some idiot would. Hey, Nick, I need my playing time. What? Hey, Nick, how much money am I getting? What? Not going to fly. Now we're really finding out why all these coaches said, I'm done. Coach K said, I'm finished. Nick Saban said, I'm out of here. And all we're going to do, and it's really, this is the part that stinks. It used to be a quiet time. And this is all because there are no parameters. I blame the NCAA, not the student athletes. It used to be a time where the college athletes, at least they just played. You know, I can deal with the divas making the millions of dollars and the holdouts and all. I can deal with that in the professional side of sports. But now we got open whiners, complainers, and quitters in college, too. Whew. I'm not ready for all of this. We had Andrew Brandt on yesterday, a former VP from the Packers. Nobody has an answer as to where college athletics is going to go, how all of this gets sorted out. You're probably going to need a massive push from the federal government to try to at least have some type of guidelines in place where the players can make money, the schools are protected, and everybody can at least be some type of happy. But right now, the players are pulling the card. Yeah, jerks too. Not you, Bear Alexander. I don't know you personally, but what you're doing, you just sound like a quitter. That's what you are. Go compete. That's what you want a team for. All these college athletes. I didn't get my way. I gotta go somewhere else. Wah, wah, wah. I'm quit. Transfer portal. We're raising a bunch of punks. People that are ready to just quit the first time things don't go their way. Where's mommy? Where's my bottle? Let me suck my thumb. We got a bunch of punks out here. Grow up. Face some adversity and become better for it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So many punks running away from adversity. Not willing to go through the fire to get to the other end. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to have a conversation about somebody else. It seems like he's quitting. He plays in the NFL. There's a few things that he's not willing to do now that he's secured all of his money. And then we'll talk about a college quarterback or two. What's going on at Texas? Matter of fact, we'll talk about Deshaun Watson and Texas, the Longhorns.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Now, that's some high praise. You scheduling a whole day around listening to me? Damn. Thank you. I appreciate that. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. It's sexy, right? Of course it is. And speaking of sexy, when you're sexy, you have options, right? Isn't that what they say about people? I think sexy people have more options, I think. Anyway, down in Texas, they got options, they think. They got two quarterbacks, they know. One is expected to go in the NFL draft if he can ever stay healthy. And the other guy's last name is Manning. I think that says enough. I'm talking about them Texas Longhorns. Quinn Ewers been gone for the past game and a half. Arch Manning played out of his mind as a replacement, 5 touchdowns. Last week, not so much. Just 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Interception right out of the gate. And he's still got some learning to do. And they still smacked up Louisiana Monroe 51-3. It's crazy. It's an ass whooping. But when is Quinn Ewers going to come back? Why are we still even worried about this? They're going to take on Mississippi State. Come on now. Mississippi State is going to get abused regardless of who's out there. I mean, Florida just took their lunch. The Gators actually won a game against them 45-28. They lost to Toledo 41-17. Arizona State beat them 30-23. Texas is going to win regardless of who's out there. But people want to know what the deal is with Quinn Ewers. Has that abdominal injury? Is he going to play? Is he going to come back? Well, his head coach, Steve Sarkisian, he had an answer as to whether or not Arch Manning was going to start or whether or not we're going to see Quinn Ewers back out there. Listen to Sark.
You know, we're going to decide on the quarterback thing tomorrow. And again, it won't be a secret. You know, we're not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. We just want to give Quinn every opportunity to see if he's ready to play and what he looks like. But I'd say he's improved every day. I think Arch has had a very good week. And I would say this, Trey Owens probably had his best practice as a Longhorn today. So that was really encouraging as well.
Yeah, whatever. Come on. I don't care about none of this. They're going to beat Mississippi State, period, regardless of what happens. And here's a bigger question. Here's a statement. I'm sick of Quinn Ewers. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of hearing about his draft stock. I'm sick of him getting hurt and coming back. I'm tired of him. If you're going to play football, just be healthy. Otherwise, he'd be in the NFL by now, but he can't. He went back to college to try to make it through a full year to show that he is a viable prospect, but he's not healthy. Come on. Sick of him. They're going to be in a college football playoff, we know. Are they going to be number one? We don't know that, but they'll be in the playoff. But then the larger thing is just get him out of here. He's going to be a backup in the NFL anyway. Come on. Hickey, what do you think about Quinn Ewers? Am I too harsh? I'm sick of the guy.
I like Quinn Ewers.
Oh, no.
I think he's really good. Now, the injury concerns are, well, to use a repetitive word, very concerning. I mean, it's hurt every year. That is not, like, that would give me major pause if I was a team thinking about drafting him. But when he's out there, he is one of the best quarterbacks in all of college football. I would argue this year, the best quarterback in college football. But the problem is he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Backup NFL QB.
Can't get hurt holding the clipboard, you would think.
Well, yeah. So that's why he's going to be a backup. Would you take him as a first-round pick in 2025?
That is, oh, my gosh.
No, hell no. You can't. You can't trust he's going to stay healthy. No. Nope.
The only good news is
yes,
he hasn't been like, maybe that jammed shoulder 2 years ago into Alabama where he missed a few games, but otherwise it's been like, a game here, two games there. At least he's not getting hurt and is out for the season.
Oh, close enough.
But missing two or three games every single year is not what you want from a first-round pick, let alone a number one overall pick.
And you're playing in college. Let's keep that in mind. This is college.
True.
What happens when, like, a real-ass grown man falls on you? And I get it. You're playing now in the SEC and whatever. Now you're going to face bigger guys that are going to be in the NFL. But I'm talking about guys who are seasoned in the NFL. Guys who've been lifting, I don't know, 500 pounds for 5 and 6 years, and this is what they do. You're supposed to last? And I get it. I don't want to put Quinn Ewers in the same category of Tua Tagovailoa, who ended up ripping his hip on his way out of Alabama. But there were legitimate concerns about how he was going to operate, given his size in the league. And sure, Tua Tagovailoa, you know, he hasn't had his hip ripped up and his arm and his shoulder, but he's getting knocked around like a rag doll. And so whether it's a head injury or it's your head, shoulders, knees, or toes, like, I would not trust Quinn Ewers in the NFL just because of the durability questions. I am out. Hickey, if I had it my way, we'd be riding the Arch Manning train all the way to the college football playoff. I know it's not going to happen unless Quinn Ewers gets hurt again, but that's what I would like.
Choo-choo. You know who the conductor is?
Peyton?
Oh, you.
No, I thought it would be Peyton and Eli.
You've been a bigger fan of his, I feel like, talking about more than they even are. They're humble.
I've been trying to follow along with this guy since he was in high school in New Orleans.
So you have to be the conductor. Me? Can take a back seat.
No, I ain't driving no train. Do you drive a train? What do you do to a train? It doesn't drive, does it? Conduct.
You will conduct the train. Now you got to drive the train.
No, but the conductor's in the middle of the train, right? That's the conductor.
Who's on first?
I don't know. It shows how much me and you know about trains.
I thought the conductor was like the driver of the train.
But aren't there two of them? Are they both? You know what I mean, right? There are two conductors.
One in the back of the caboose.
No, not one in the ass of the train.
The ticket collector.
Yeah, doesn't he do stuff with the doors?
Yes.
So the conductor operates the train. Are they both conductors? No.
Now you have me thinking. Maybe you're right. Maybe the conductor and the driver are two different people.
You want to know something? One thing I know for sure. There's not a conductor, an active conductor, listening to the show right now. Because Amtrak in America sucks.
Well, that is true.
that much I know. There's no we got lots of truck drivers listening and people in airports and stuff and workers listening to the show right now. There are no conductors listening to the show. Because while that train moves, train sucks, okay? Why do our train system, how old is it? Is it 800 years old? It's older than the country, huh?
They decided not to upgrade it for whatever reason.
Oh, my God. Are we a developed country? We're supposed to be, right?
Supposed to be is the key word.
America has the worst train system on earth. How do we have, and I'm going off on a tangent now. How do we have both commercial and then also, what would you call it? Business. How do you have it on the same rail lines?
That's a great question. How do you not have more rail lines?
Where are we putting more rail lines?
Everywhere. You ever see a map of the railroads here? They go nowhere. More railroads. That's what we need.
Okay. So there's room for rail. The railroads that exist right now, they need to be used for passenger usage because they go in and out the cities. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
These same train tracks are utilized for commercial purposes. They're moving barrels and cars and products and goods, and they're moving everything but people. We move more goods, I swear, than people with our rail lines. Like, Hickey, if I wanted to get a train right now from Atlanta to New York, you would think using technology is good. I don't know. I can use my face to open up my phone, okay? You would think that I could get on the train and I could get there safe and fast. And I don't know, 6 hours or less? Does that sound reasonable?
Very.
Why does a train from Atlanta to New York take, like, I don't know, 12 to 18 hours?
With a guaranteed derailment and or delay.
What is that? What is this?
Cost you an arm and a leg, too, to get it.
Oh, my God. Some of the train tickets cost more than the airplane. Come on.
Bad business. That's what that is.
I wish I could have my own train service. I can't, though. I can't.
Why not? How? The JR Express. Now, I don't know where you're going to get the infrastructure and the money, but it's a good idea. I would be a passenger.
I'm going to buy from the... What am I going to buy? Tracks from the government? Where am I laying down tracks?
Middle of the city?
what eminent domain? How can I do that? Hey, we got a guy who's just—he told me I have to move out of my house, you know, so he could build a train track. He started digging himself. He said it's eminent domain. Come on, this sucks. Why am I? Oh, we did all this because of Arch Manning.
Because you're the conductor of the Arch Manning train. We're still figured out who the actual conductor is.
Yeah,
who drives the train?
Cooper.
That's true.
Here's the deal, though. If you are the Mannings, do you want him starting in the middle of the year, though? Do you want that on him? Wouldn't you want him to have one more off season to just kind of freshen up and get ready. You don't want this on him now. You don't want to put any potential stink on the Arch Manning name. You don't. You want him going into next season where he knows he's the guy, he can build some camaraderie. It may not be the best scenario just to dump him in because Quinn Ewers can't stay healthy. I'd love to see Arch. I've been waiting years to see this guy. This may not be the best scenario. I can wait. I liked Eli. I'm ready for Arch. Let him be the New York Jet. Hickey, if he was the Jets' next quarterback, oh, my goodness. I would love that. Oh,
would you be happier than you are right now with your current quarterback?
I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so the answer is yes. All right, let's go.
If Aaron Rodgers wins the New York Jets a Super Bowl, I still won't like him. I'm just saying.
Now, that's dedication to hatred. I love it.
I'm not a hater. I'm a lover. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we're going to talk about another quarterback on the other side, plus Alabama and then Georgia. Don't move.